Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Jacob, we're on the air, and I have no idea what we're doing at this point. This is Parent Unafraid on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Jay Davis.
I'm Jacob Curran.
Hope you could hear that guy.
I'm Jacob Curran.
All right. Hi, Jacob.
Hi.
So, this is the first episode, Parent Unafraid on Blog Talk Radio. We have no idea what we're doing, at least as far as the radio part goes. But we do have an idea of where we're going, and where we're going is wherever TPS is, wherever the Department of Health and Human Services is, wherever these people who prey on children, who prey on families, who victimize and criminalize parents, who steal children in the name of adoption and call it, well, in the name of money and then call it adoption. I know that we're not alone in this. There's parents out there, we've heard just over the weekend, parents all over the country who've experienced some of the same things, been victimized, had their families torn apart. Our goal is to make sure that stops happening. Not one more kid is taken from their parents unjustly. Not one more family suffers a loss. Dozens of families that we've spoken to, it needs to stop. And I think the place for that is right here, right now. We're going to invite some callers. We're going to stir up a bunch of a mess, really. We're gonna make some people mad. We're gonna make some people uncomfortable. And hopefully, in the end, we're gonna bring some children home. We're gonna reunite some families, and we're gonna put a stop to the human trafficking that's called child protection. What are your thoughts? What do you want to see happen here, Jacob?
I also want to see a change in the system. From what I've seen and from what I've heard from the countless people we've come in contact with these past couple of days, is that this really isn't going to change without people trying to do anything about it. So I think by what we're doing here and with the help of other services like the anonymous people who helped us out a lot with the June 5th protest, I think we can start seeing a big change in how this country is being run and how the social services like CPS and the DHHS can be really put in check, and that they won't really have as much power over us as they used to.
There is an awful lot of H's in there, huh?
Yeah.
That DHHHS.
Trying to chip us up.
Well, I say it's a lot of it starts with H. What could you say?
Horseshit.
It's horseshit. Basically, way to go. Way to go with the profanity on the air. All right. We can do that here. Oh, we've got a caller over here. Caller, one moment here. I'm not screening you, caller. I'm just trying to hear you. I push this one.
Can you hear me?
You're on the air. It's Parent Unafraid.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Hey. How about, can you hear us?
I can hear you pretty good. The only thing
all
I
right.
got is...
Hold on here. Hold on, caller. Caller.
Yes.
I don't know if you're listening in, but we had some technical difficulties. We had really no clue what the heck we were doing. Who are you? Where are you from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska. Front lines. That's where we're at. We're in an undisclosed location here in Omaha in a bunker at the moment. Sorry. So what do you got for us?
I have seen, nothing but I have a friend that's just going through hell and back. You know, he's a good dad and, couldn't ask for a better person.
Let me ask you, caller. Here in Omaha, you say, is he working with the Department of Health and Human Services, or is it the contracted agency? What is that, NFC?
He is not working for any of the state organizations.
Now, who is he working with? Who's doing the case management for him? Is that the NFC?
It would be NFC, Nebraska Family Collaborative, and... Department of Health and Human Services, which they have no clue on what is going on. Nobody communicates with anybody. They still treat
people
like... I think
you're right there.
I think they still treat men as not being able to be a parent. I've seen the lies that they've told in court, out of court. They promise one thing and then don't, and then they turn around and try to sneak off saying that they didn't say that.
There's no follow through.
Oh, none. I mean, they didn't visit my friend's house once, but yet in all the reports for his ex, they were dropping in all the time. They were, you know, looks like a fun, stable house. And yet they don't
not
even drop in.
The inspections or the safety assessments. It sounds like they were stopping by for Tupperware parties.
Or they're getting some kind of kickback. Yeah,
well, they're all about
know.
Kickbacks. You know that.
Yeah.
Don't call her.
Right.
Well, let me tell you. Get our show out there. Get our show to your buddy. Get our show to anyone that you know who might be unfortunate enough to work with NFC or be involved with the DHHHHS that we were talking about.
Oh, I remember a long time ago when I was a youngster, we used to tag everything with stickers. And
oh, I remember those days.
Yep. Down here we got the old market. We used to tag that sucker up so hard. Yeah, you know, I think if we can get some stickers going, I'd be more than happy to start tagging. I'd even tag one on NFC's door.
I tell you what, it's our goal here, Parent Unafraid, it's our goal to start tagging up the state legislature. We're going to be there at the unicameral down there in Lincoln. We're going to be throwing some stickers around down there, and I don't think Lincoln's going to look the same once we're done.
Oh, yeah, we're going to paint it up.
Well,
I tell you what.
We've got a
celebrity guest here, caller. Hold on, just a moment here. Hold on.
All right.
Look
go
at
ahead.
This. It's Senator Ernie Chambers.
That's right, Jay Davis. It's me, Ernie Chambers. Hello, caller. How are you? I'm Senator Ernie Chambers. Caller, are you there? Oh, Jay Davis, I think I've run the caller off. Oh, you is there. This Ernie Chambers.
Well,
caller,
Ernie,
this is me, Ernie Chambers.
I don't believe in Ernie Chambers. I think he's done nothing but bad.
What? Well, Ernie Chambers don't believe in you. Ernie Chambers don't believe in God. I'll sue you.
Sue me.
I came up here for one reason here, Jay Davis. This Ernie Chambers once again. And I just want to say, Parent Unafraid, you ain't got to be afraid. Because I'll go ahead and step aside my seat here in legislature. So let y'all come on in here and fix this shit. Pardon my French. Now, I got a lawsuit scheduled against Satan tomorrow, so I got to go. Caller, I'm sorry to interrupt your phone call.
That's fine.
Again, this is Senator Ernie Chambers. No, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Well, caller, I'm sorry about that. We had to take that. That was Ernie Chambers. You know how that is. Well, we appreciate your call, sir.
Well, I appreciate, you know, everything that you guys have done, because I think it is opening up the eyes and hearts of people that were scared to actually step forward.
Well, hopefully, when it's all said and done, when they hear you, you're the first caller, by the way. I don't know if you've known that, but you're our first caller. And Jacob,
when I win,
how about the first callers? What who's won?
You have won the grand prize of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity of helping support us, getting your first-class gold ticket to help support us in our next protest, which is to be determined as we speak.
Oh, I thought he was going to tell the date already.
Oh.
It's still to be determined. We have to schedule that between watching Ernie Chambers sue Satan and NFC's holiday schedule.
They are trying to do this equal parenting rights. With the legislature. I mean, I'm a divorced dad. I got remarried, but yet, you know, the system's just screwed up. I should be, you know, I've never shown that I was an unfit parent to be able to see my kids more. You know, and, you know, I know if you guys watch the court dates, I will email you guys and let you know when some of them dates are, and maybe we could just join forces and get this thing just taken care of, because they're doing nothing but you know, it's all in their pockets is all it is. They're just lining the pockets.
You know what? You bring up a good point because it really is, while it's not discussed in the same conversation. Right, and it's not discussed in the same conversations. There's the child advocacy, there's the family advocacy, but when the father's rights movement comes into the picture, it's not discussed in the same tables.
No. They don't want to hear that because they feel that
they're gonna
hear fathers
it. They're gonna hear
can't
it because,
be a parent.
I tell you what, your name is James, is that right?
Yes.
All right, I tell you what, James, they're going to hear it, and here's why. If anything's going to get done, it's going to get done because we have the numbers. We alone don't have the numbers right now, but we're going to get them. Those other movements, the Father's Right movements, they're picking up numbers, but they still don't have the numbers. The other movements that are trying for the same goal that we're trying for, many of the same anyway, they have the idea, they have the motivation, I suppose, but they don't have the numbers either. The only way it's going to get done is when like-minded people come together and make a loud-ass noise that the governor hears, that the president hears, that the nation hears. So we're going to need to come together. The Father's Rights Movement, the Family Advocacy Movement, all these different movements, what we're doing is we're spreading the power. We're spreading it around, and it makes us look weak, really. But when we come together and understand that we have one goal, that families have the right to determine for themselves their future, when we spread that message and we come together and we yell that shit to Lincoln, Nebraska, things will change, James.
Yes, it will.
So,
well, you gentlemen, wonderful night.
Oh, go on, sir.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I just want to, yeah, before you go, I know you're about ready to head out of there. It's getting late here in Omaha. I just wanted to say that we really weren't kidding back just a minute ago when we said that as first caller, you'd won the fantabulous prize. First caller, let me be the first to tell you, you have won the opportunity of a lifetime, which is at some point, to give a radio show host a ride to the grocery store to pick up some diapers for his child because the state took his driver's license away because they said he was a menace to the driving public. His guy lives down the street from me.
I've been called that a few times.
Right now I've seen him with his three kids on a hover round trying to get to the pharmacy. It's a nasty sight. You, sir, I've handpicked you to help this family out. Get him off that hover round
and
into the grocery store. We can count on you.
Not a problem.
You, sir, are a hero and a scholar. Omaha, Nebraska, salute this man. Oh, it looks like the studio cameras are off right now. However, we were giving the old one-finger salute. I mean, we're going to get out of here before Ernie Chambers comes back.
I hear you in there,
yeah.
Jay Davis.
Senator Chambers, hello. All right. Caller, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Maybe we should talk about what we've done so far as an organization.
I think that's a good idea. First, though, I think that maybe we should talk about how we're going to be prepared for the next show.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right. Those of you who've listened, all four of you, let me assure you that tonight we didn't intend to actually go live tonight. Who goes live on a Sunday night? Who goes live at 11 o'clock? No, this was a mishap. But just like mishaps in trading cards and stamp collecting, perhaps this mishap will be quite valuable, not monetarily. But this mishap, I believe, will be valuable when looking back, we find it to be the birthplace of what changed the system in the state of Nebraska. So, moving forward, well, let's not move forward yet, because we want to reflect a little bit on what's brought us to this point. I'm Jay Davis again, and in all honesty, I've been involved, and I'm still involved currently. For the past 9 months, my children have been placed out of the home, first with my ex-mother-in-law, who, outside of Ernie Chambers, is probably the craziest person I've ever seen.
I heard that, Jay Davis. I'll see you in Lincoln.
Senator, you'll be retired by then, or in an institution. Anyway, ex-mother-in-law, very crazy. She took the kids for a while. The court, based on a document that was 24 pages in volume, 19 of which were bigger works of fiction than 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, they placed the kids back with their mother. Their mother is the individual who made the reports, the initial claims, just based on pure jealousy. Misplaced jealousy, by the way, considering the fact that she and I had been separated for 2 years by the time she decided to start making claims. And the reason for her making the claims was her jealousy over my new relationship. Sure, people get jealous. People feel hurt. People regret some of the things they've done. But not usually do people leave their children and husband to go marry that husband's nephew. So there is a bit of an Appalachian tune to things here. Sorry to you there and the Appalachians who are listening, and your sisters. But that's my story. Kids are with their mom, a lunatic, Ozarkian monstrosity. And those children are suffering right now. And I've learned that in my 9 month struggle so far that it's not just my children, it's not just me, that there are families and children out there who are experiencing worse injustices, far more than I could even ever describe myself. And I'm grateful, at least for that, that my children are not experiencing some of these things. So my goal for this show, my goal for the future, is to absolutely do anything that I can to get the message out. There is corruption going on. There is favoritism within the courts. There is there's lobbying going on. There's private institutions who profit on the backs of these children. I'll call it blood money. I will go out and say it that bluntly. It's blood money. And the adoption and the permanency and the whole angelic mask that they put on this bullshit, it's human trafficking. It's child abuse. It's child slavery. It's criminal. And my goal with Parent Unafraid, and I hope it's your goal, listeners, and I know it's Jacob's goal here, we're going to stop this one way or the other. And looking back over the weekend, going back to June 5th, Friday, many of you may have heard Anonymous, the hacktivist group, has made it one of their objectives to bring this out into the open, the CPS corruption, nationwide, worldwide. And Parent Unafraid took part in that on Friday. What did you think, Jacob? That was pretty neat.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. For being my first time doing anything like that, I honestly didn't know what to expect. My first thought was we were going to be run off the streets by angry police officers. But actually, the officers who interacted with us were not only understanding to our cause, but even let us carry on with what we were doing because we were within all of our rights in the law. And so I feel we got to have a full day's protest when it came to getting to do all that. And, oh, is that another caller? Is it?
Hey there, caller. Hold on just a second. We got Parent Unafraid here. How are you, caller?
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Jay Davis. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. I think there might be a bit of a delay on the phone here. I'm not sure if you can hear that. Carrie, how are you? I'm glad you called.
I'm doing well. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. The studio here, since we're in an undisclosed location and it is a bunker, is a bit ill-equipped for the radio. So I apologize.
That's okay.
But we are grateful for your call.
Yeah.
What do you have for us?
Well, I think what you guys are standing for and what you do are pretty awesome. My family and I have been drugged through the ringer through the juvenile justice system in Douglas County. And
That's a very nice way of putting it. That's suitable for radio.
Yeah, basically my son was removed from me some lies, basically, that my now ex-husband told the judge. She removed him from me. And that was August 9th of 2009. And was 14, quite 14 at the time. He is now 19 and aged out of the system, and I had to basically wait for him to age out of the system. I was treated like just the lowest of low. I did all the requirements. I did all the therapy. I completed therapy through numerous court-appointed therapists. It just was never enough, never, ever, ever enough. And so basically my son went through that.
Oh, go ahead and finish. I had a question, but that can wait. Go on.
I was saying my son went through he started out at Heartland, and then they sent him to the IRTC of Boys Town, which is a intensive residential treatment program, where he was at for 3 months. They basically kicked him out of there and sent him to Boys Town at home campus, where he was for how long were you there, Jacob? Yeah, over 2 years. He completed the program.
Your son's there with you now?
Yeah, he said he's here with me now. He was in. They put him in foster care after he completed Boys Town. They sent him to Canyon State Academy in Arizona. Completed that program, then sent him to a foster home where he was forced to get up in the morning and sit on the front porch while this foster mom worked all day long, you know, 7 in the morning until 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening. He would sit on the porch, you know, if he had to go to the bathroom, he had to do it outside. So I went and picked him up. At this time, he was still a ward of the court, but I said, you know what, this is my child, and I'll be damned if he's going to sit on the porch in a foster home. So I went and picked him up, and I brought him home, and he's been home with me ever since.
Thank God. I just want to say that I am just thrilled to hear that you guys are together right now, and I thank you both for calling in. And,
yeah,
you know, I guess it's a little sad that he aged out of the system just before the state put in this Bridge to Independence program that they're pushing so hard.
Yep.
That sounds great for kids who've gone through all of that and are now then ready to age out of the system. The state's really rearing to help them out. Well, where was the state then for you, and what was that, 2009?
Yes, it was nowhere. I was on my own. I was fighting a losing battle, and it was uphill all the way. And
you were Douglas County, you
say? I mean, County, Judge Elizabeth Sirkovich.
Well, I've heard that name a number of times. Wow.
Evil as they come.
I've also heard a couple of those names. The case I'm involved in Sarpy County, but I've heard of a couple judges there in Douglas, Judge Kelly also.
Yes.
Patricia Lambert, I believe, is another judge there in Douglas County.
They're all pretty corrupt.
Well, I tell you what, Carrie, you know, the guy before you who called in, he had the distinction of being our first caller. We didn't know we were going to go live tonight, to be honest with you. It just sort of happened. We've got about a minute before this show wraps up tonight. I wanted to say, number one, you may have won the prize of being first caller, but we've got a minute and a half. That's right. All right. So he's won the prize of being first caller, but I think that you have the best prize. You've got your boy home with you right now. And
I do.
That's awesome. And I would like to invite you to call us again when we've been a little more well-prepared to go live,
definitely,
which will be tomorrow night. We'll be live tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. here, Omaha time. And if you've got the time, we'll be here 9 to 9:30 tomorrow. And we'd love to have you call back.
All right. Sounds good.
Great. Thanks for your call, and I am glad to know your boy's home.
Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome. You guys have a great night. Keep up what you're doing.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. We will.
That's a promise.
Yep. All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
I don't know how to do this. So we've got about 23 seconds left, 22, 21. Carrie, James, Paul's, Carrie, and Carrie's son, Jacob, which is not the Jacob who's sitting next to me, I salute you. I'm glad to know you're home. I'm waiting for that day when my boys come home. Jacob, take us out of here.
Thanks.
All right. Nice. I think we just did that.
Oh, good to re-watch that, right? That's a good podcast.